people watch TV, just not on the TV set anymore. A large portion of viewers have migrated online. If you stream shows, you must have gone through the agony of staring at a super long collection of commercials at the beginning and in the middle of each video. And you know how to end that misery. That is to pay for membership privilege. Paid subscription is essential to the revenue of video streaming sites. However, a recent report has revealed some tricks set by these sites to make more money off viewers. So what are these proverbial traps that we should avoid?
I think on some level, most of us would know that there are some traps, that most of us must have walked into some of the traps. But apparently this website, news website, China News Service, did a comprehensive research into exactly how many traps there are posed against users of online streaming websites. So it apparently was quite easy for these video websites to make money from their members, even without letting people know. And there are many traps set by these websites which make their users pay more or even pay automatically every month without informing them. A user may easily pay several hundred yuan a year for memberships of such video websites, and if a user wants to stop the automatic payment, it may not be that easy. It usually takes several steps to cancel the service if you can even find the route to canceling them on the website. I think recently I did it for the first time. I mean, subscribing for membership on iQIYI because I was following the TV series Palace Drama, Stories of the Yanxi Palace. And
let's hear it again. What have you been watching?
I've been watching the chick flick TV series Stories of the Yanxi Drama. Yanxi Palace.
Okay, and it was so interesting that lured our very own Lai Ming to pay to watch it. Well, certainly this is one of the legitimate reasons, I suppose, that video streaming sites get that subscription money off your pocket.
Because it doesn't cost a lot to subscribe to something like iQIYI, does it? Like, it's only a couple of kuai a month or something very small like that?
Oh, a couple of kuai for first-time users, for instance. In my case, it was the first time I've subscribed to iQIYI, so in that case, I spent only 6 yuan for a month payment, but on conditions that I automatically renew my subscription to that website. However, well, I saved money by setting an alarm clock telling me to cancel my subscription before the date of renewal.
But you set that alarm clock on your phone.
On my phone,
so
yes.
That's what a smart man would do, I suppose, to remind yourself that you don't necessarily want a whole year subscription. Actually, this is all very, very tricky because, Lai Ming, I don't know how you get such a good deal. I subscribed to a different video streaming site because I want to watch a different chick flick palace show.
Is it the Love at the Ruyi Palace?
When you stick love, the first word, to the name of a show, it just doesn't sound... anyway, yes, I watched Ruyi Zhuan, and... part of the reason is that I want to share with everyone on the show and our listeners about the subscription experience and watching the shows. I should stop there.
That's a nice try. I'm not entirely sure it was convincing. Listeners, if you walk past the round table office at around lunchtime most days, you would swear everyone is fighting. It all sounds very emotional. It's just everyone sitting around watching their favorite palace dramas. So the office sounds a lot more dramatic from the other side of the door.
Well, when you've got argumentative people, people just have a strong view on things. And sometimes you don't... We're never the quiet corner, so to speak. But yes, I subscribed, and I had to pay certainly at least double digits. Yes, double digits for a month. And I saw there were there's different options, and because I know I would forget to unsubscribe when the month ends, so I just paid a little bit more for the month, and I realized that according to the fee that the three major video streaming sites in China, they charge on average 200 yuan per year for the 12 months.
That is if you subscribe for a year.
Yeah. Otherwise, you pay like 20 yuan for a month.
Probably sometimes 25 yuan every month on a month-by-month basis.
Yes, and that's this paying model, I think, is still something that Chinese people are... I think we're not new to the concept anymore, but still something that people are getting used to, but not necessarily getting on board for.
And I think it has been a challenge not just in China. Like, I think about in Australia, once pay TV came in and once things like Netflix came in, there was a bit of pushback from people saying, well, I used to be able to download this TV series for free. Why should I pay for it? Because they've kind of forgotten that they were stealing it. They were downloading it illegally, which is it is a difficulty for these platforms because they've got to convince people to pay for something that they didn't used to have to pay for.
Well, that's interesting when you say that they're... Let's say if I'm not downloading it, so I'm not keeping my private copy on my own computer or iPad. Instead, I'm streaming, so I'm watching it online. Well, certainly at the moment, it doesn't seem to be something that people have to pay for. But you can pay to get rid of the advertisements, and is that a valid concern for people?
I think that depending on how, you know, common the advertisements are, it can be nice to pay a small amount of money to watch something without being interrupted by advertisements. I suppose one of my gripes is when you subscribe to a service and you still get advertising in their app, which sometimes happens. And I think that's really frustrating.
But how does that happen? Aren't you promised that there will be no commercials or pop-up advertisements when you've paid to watch the clean thing?
And I'm not going to name and shame, but yes, there are some websites that you can pay a small fee to subscribe to, but you still get advertising. And it is really annoying because you're really paying for the privilege of a so-called VIP subscription and not being bombarded with ads for products that you don't necessarily want.
Yes, I'm writing this down.
Like for popular TV series like The Stories of the Yanxi Palace, at the height of its popularity, I think an average user have to watch 2 minute commercial before each episode, and that's a lot of time. If you are a series binge watcher, you could end up spending an hour watching all the commercials every day. So I think it makes some kind of sense to pay for a VIP just to save time. But however, there are ways that those websites try to sneak commercials into your eyesight. For instance, in the case of the Stories of the Yanxi Palace, even if you are a VIP, sometimes they recommend a short commercial for you, and they call it a recommendation for VIP users. However, there is a choice. There is a button on that commercial where you can push and stop and skip it. And also, there's another way that they use smuggle commercials into the original content. So actually, in that case, the commercial is within the TV series. It's not streamed from the website. It's contained within the video itself. In that sense, it's hard to skip.
Yeah, and that's an even more annoying thing, I feel. For example, like the show that I'm currently watching, they have... Actually, I think it's a genius idea that make the not-so-important characters, so these actors and actresses in the show, to perform a sketch for endorsement of a certain product. And that is definitely a commercial, and it's embedded in the online video. So you can't... Well, you can't really axe a small screen inside of the big screen that you're watching, so you sort of just have to sit through it, or you can just you can skip it while you're using your finger to how do you say that, to
scroll through
that part. But see, there's also this new type of advertisement that's tailor-made for these streaming shows.
But in this case, I would argue that perhaps it's not the streaming websites that are cheating the users, but actually perhaps the production crew behind the show you're watching is making money off of those commercials. And they're usually very smart about it. So like He Yang said, they have some low-profile actors and actresses within the show making some extra money by playing out those sketch. And they usually make it very funny. So not so obnoxious for viewers. So
I hold a very different view on this, Lai Ming. Because you find it to be funny, but I feel that it's completely just pulling me out of the story. When in the video, these people are supposed to be crying, oh, the Empress just passed away! And then the next second, you see these not very important actors endorsing a yogurt and or Alipay or something, and it just pulls me out of the scenario that was, you know, constructed with difficulty in the first place. So and that kind of thing.
That also does sound like really bad advertising, though, because one of the, I think, good qualities of well-made ads is that you don't know you're being advertised to. And Hollywood has been quite good at things like product placement in film. So probably one of my favorite movie series was the James Bond series. And everyone knows James Bond wears an Amiga because they've had a corporate partnership going back many, many years. So there are ways of selling people things during TV shows and films, but making it so obvious just sounds a bit lazy on the advertiser's part, because you're just going to annoy people by putting an ad in their face.
Yeah, that's a very, I think that's certainly a very good point. But when you look at these video sites, if you're not paying, if the viewer is not paying, then I think they make money off the your traffic on the site, and also the very long sequence of commercials that you sort of have to sit through before and in the middle of these shows. And also, they're trying all these like different types of things to make you pay. And once you pay, then you don't necessarily have to watch all those advertisements, but they're also trying other ways to profit from you. So when you look at these video websites, what's the explanation from these websites when they're conducting all this scheme, so to speak?
Well, Youku, that's one of the most popular video streaming platforms. They claim that such commercials would not appear in each episode, and VIP members can choose to watch it or switch it off. So there's a button they can push to skip it. For iQIYI, there are not commercials. In fact, there are contents recommended to members. So that's that's the tribe I walk into, including drawing a lottery or giving up gifts. And the platform only recommends once a day. And Tencent Video says they have already informed users in their rights announcement that they could still watch some advertisements after they become VIP members. So we told you, even if you pay, you're still going to be exposed to some kind of advertisement, and you agreed by paying, even though no one really reads the clause or the terms of service when they pay.
Yeah, and sometimes the fine print has been made deliberately so fine that you need a magnifying glass to see every clause.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not many of us actually spend that time and energy to decipher what is written there.
Which usually is okay until it comes to unsubscribing. So you talked about after a couple of months, you'll probably unsubscribe from iQIYI.
Mm-hmm.
But
there is a trap here too.
Maybe I'm getting old, but sometimes it's really difficult to work out how to unsubscribe from something.
Yes, so there are traps here. For instance, you subscribe on iQIYI for a one month membership, say on August the 10th, and then you set an alarm clock on September the 9th to remind you to unsubscribe. However, in some cases, these websites renew your subscription on 3 days in advance.
No, that is cheating.
You might be 2 days too late to unsubscribe and end up paying 1 month
more
subscription more.
I have seen one service that you have to unsubscribe 1 month in advance.
Ooh.
That is ridiculous. That's just beyond human belief. I thought that, you know, when you say the service ends on X day, then it does that. Because isn't that what's kind of written in the contract, so to speak, when I signed up for this, but...
It's very clearly written on page 37 of the terms and conditions, which we all read, just like we always read the iTunes terms and conditions when it updates.
Oh, that's a difficult one. But is this even, you know, operating in the confines of law? Because, okay, well, if they've got...
Presumably, you must have read the terms. And so the companies are off the hook.
Yeah, well, that's a tricky one, and that's one thing to bear in mind. And also, with all of the services out there that run by this membership or subscription model, it's never easy to stop, to quit. And Carl, you offered me a very vivid story, actually, of quitting the gym, which sounds just as hard as quitting a video streaming website.
I actually think it's much worse. That's why,
really?
With this discussion about quitting video streaming, or like I subscribe to Kugo and Spotify and a few news sites, and sometimes if I decide to change my subscription, that's annoying. But the gym is much worse because my gym in Australia, which is one of the most popular ones, you have to physically go into the gym and be confronted by a very fit personal trainer who will look you up and down and say, oh, are you sure? You sure you're as fit as you want to be? You're as good looking as you want to be? And of course the answer is, if you look like me, no. No, I'm not. But I also don't want to keep paying to not go to the gym.
So in the end, we just bite the bullet and pay extra. Well, you'll just never get your money back. Or maybe you can just... Yeah, can we never get our money back? Pretty much, right?
Yeah, if we've already paid for it, then that money has gone. But
yeah,
there is that... So it's just past payday for us, which means rent has come out, all of my direct debits have come out. So it is a good time to have this discussion because I'm now looking through every couple of days another automatic debit goes out thinking, do I really need that service? Is it really good enough?
Yeah, there are many reasons why it is hard to unsubscribe a service that you have with this video streaming websites. For one thing, the link to unsubscribe would be hidden on a obscure web page that you have to navigate the website for like 10 minutes to find. And there's another reason why these websites are very smart about it. When you subscribe to, say, iQIYI, they give you a QR code with which you can scan using WeChat or Alipay. And in that sense, although you have a membership with iQIYI, but in fact, you are actually subscribing on WeChat or Alipay, depending on what tool you use to pay for it. And in that sense, when you want to unsubscribe, the link is not to be found on iQIYI, the website per se, but actually you have to look for them on Alipay or WeChat payment.
And I have subscribed to a music service, and I have come to terms with the fact that I will never be able to unsubscribe until I close my Chinese bank account and leave China, because I cannot work out how it's done.
Oh, no.
Oh, and yeah, and it would be even more difficult for Carl when all the written language is in Chinese, and it's just extra difficult, I think, to navigate.
But as long as you don't have to talk to a person, that's look, my general rule is with any of the service, no matter what language it's in, if you can subscribe and unsubscribe online, I'm happy. If you have to, as some of the services do, require you to call someone and speak to a human being to unsubscribe, that is the worst thing you can do to a person.
That is true. And when we talk about this topic, that is annoying to say the least. Yeah, and sometimes, for example, like you guys mentioned, when you've paid for subscription, membership privilege, but you still need to watch these specially made advertisement for you. You know, the average people that didn't pay, they don't get to see these advertisements. But that's not what I paid for. And I think we should look at the law. Can the law protect us when it comes to such issues?
I'm not sure. I think the reason why the website has been able to continue fool us is because actually you are not so special. Because according to the data published by some online video websites, the VIP members, VIP, very important person members, took up over 90% of all the users. So when most of users have become VIP members, they're no longer that important.
Oh no, I thought I was a chosen one until I realized I was just a commoner.
Yeah. You're just an average user of that website.
Yeah, but the Chinese Advertisement Law Article 4 does say that an advertisement should not contain any false information and should not cheat or mislead consumers. And, well, I think when they advertised me to the membership, they didn't make it very clear. And I think there was misleading information in that sense.
See, I wouldn't pursue something like that in, you know, legally, because I figure I just didn't read the terms and conditions, so I can't blame anyone but myself.
On a positive note, we should be happy that there are some attractive contents provided by video streaming websites that makes you want to subscribe. Otherwise, why bother?
Okay, that is one way to look at it, but yes, is there any way out of this? Should I just try to read the million words that are small like ants and try to figure this out? Well, let us know. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.